This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Final results from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trial showed its shot had a 95% success rate and 2 months of safety data. As Reuters' Soria Ali reports, that paves the way for the drug maker to ask U.S. government officials for an emergency authorization within days.
Pfizer's new rate would make it the highest of any candidate in late-stage clinical trials so far. Moderna on Monday released preliminary data for its vaccine, showing similar effectiveness, 94.5%. Both have raised hopes for an end to a pandemic that has so far killed more than 1.3 million people. Pfizer said the vaccine was well tolerated and that the only severe adverse side effect was fatigue, which affected 3.7% of recipients. It added that the efficacy of the vaccine was consistent across different age and ethnic groups, a sign that immunization could be employed broadly around the world.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. New York City's school district, the largest in the United States, will halt in-person learning on Thursday. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the latest major restriction as the nation's COVID-19 infections continue to soar. The mayor's decision came as government officials in dozens of states have weighed or implemented shutdown measures in recent days to stem an unprecedented rate of new COVID-19 infections heading into the winter. 41 U.S. states have reported daily record increases in COVID-19 cases in November. 20 have registered new all-time highs in coronavirus-related